ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אני אריאל, I'm your host for today. שמח להיות כאן איתכם שוב. היום אנחנו בעצם נדבר על נושא מאוד רגיש לכולנו, שזה שמחה, אושר. אנחנו נדבר על המדע של האושר, and who doesn't want to be happy. I mean, it's one of the things that we all strive in life. כולנו מחפשים להיות מאושרים ושמחים. אז בואו נדבר קצת על המדע מאחורי זה היום. כמובן יהיה פה הרבה הוצאה מילים מתקדם בשפה האנגלית. אני אנסה גם לתרגם כמה מילים לעברית פה ושם. כמובן, אם יש משהו לא ברור בפודקאסט, צרו איתנו קשר, אני אשאיר פרטים בסוף בפודקאסט. So, hello and welcome everyone to this podcast. The name of today's podcast is called The Science of Happiness, המדע אל האושר. We're going to talk today about all the different things that science has to say about happiness and how we can apply these things to our life. איך אנחנו נוכל בעצם להביא את זה גם לחיי יום-יום שלנו. אז בוא נראה מה המדע אומר על זה. So let's start off by understanding happiness. To truly unpack the science of happiness, it's crucial to first navigate the labyrinth of what happiness really is. מה זה labyrinth? Labyrinth זה מבוך. אני משתמש בזה הרבה בפודקאסטים, אם אתם מזנים לי. קוראים לזה labyrinth. What does it mean to be happy? Who defines happiness? And how does it manifest differently from person to person? In our quest to understand happiness, let's first glance at the perspective of the WHO, the World Health Organization. They describe happiness as a state of well-being that enables an individual to realize their potential, to cope with the normal stresses of life, to work productively, and to contribute to their community. This definition touches upon several important facets of happiness: personal growth, resilience, productivity, and social contribution. Indeed, it paints happiness not merely as a fleeting emotion, כרגשות חולפות, but rather a more profound and stable state of being that intertwines with our daily lives and our social fabric. It suggests that happiness is about thriving in our environment, being able to handle life's ups and downs, הירידות ועליות של החיים, קוראים לזה life's ups and downs, and ultimately making a positive impact on the world around us. However, if we pivot our gaze towards the scientific realm, the definition of happiness becomes a bit more nuanced. In the field of positive psychology, happiness tends to be examined under two main categories. יש לזה בעצם שתי קטגוריות בעולם המדעי איך מדברים על שמחה, happiness. אחד זה hedonic well-being and eudaimonic well-being. So, בוא נתחיל עם ההדוניק, הדוניסטי, שמחה הדוניסטית. Let's delve into hedonic well-being first. This term stems from the ancient Greek word hedon, which signifies pleasure. Thus, hedonic well-being represents a type of happiness derived from experiences of pleasure and reward. Think about the joy you might feel while indulging in your favorite ice cream, the thrill of an exciting new movie, or the elation that comes from a well-deserved promotion at work. All of these are considered hedonistic happinesses. שמחה הדוניסטית. However, hedonic happiness is often fleeting. זה תמיד חולף. כפי שאתם יודעים, מה שאותן לכם שמחה רגעית הוא תמיד תמיד חולף. It's like a temporary visitor that lights up our lives before drifting away. Yet, it's an essential component of our overall happiness, reminding us of the joys of life and the rewards of our endeavors. עכשיו בואי נסתכל בצד השני של המטבע. יש לנו עוד סוג של שמחה, happiness לפי המדע, שקוראים לזה eudaimonic. רושבים את זה eudaimonic. אין לזה בעצם פירוש בעברית ישיר, אין לזה translation ישיר, אתם יכולים גם לבדוק את זה בגוגל translate. eudaimonic. ההסבר הכי מדויק זה בעצם לשאוף לעשות משהו עם משמעות, אפילו שזה קשה להשיג אותו. This form of happiness emerges from a life filled with purpose and meaning. It's less about the highs of the moment and more about a deep-seated sense of fulfillment. זה משהו שהרבה יותר מתמשך. Derived from the Greek term eudaimonia, which Aristotle used to refer to a flourishing life. Eudaimonic happiness often comes from pursuing personal growth, living according to one's values, and contributing positively to others' lives. It might manifest in the satisfaction you feel from helping a friend, the sense of achievement from completing a challenging project, or the fulfillment that comes from making a difference in your community. Both hedonic and eudaimonic happiness, while distinct, play a pivotal role in overall well-being. They're like two sides of the same coin, ik moshtetz the deem, and a truly happy life might just be about finding the right balance between the two. כמו תמיד, צריך למצוא את משהו שהוא נכון, נותן שוויון לשתי הצדדים האלה. As we navigate the rest of this episode, remember that our understanding of happiness is not one-dimensional. זה לא חד סטרי. It's a complex, multifaceted state that permeates every aspect of our lives, and that's precisely what makes it such a fascinating topic to delve into. So let's look at what we call happiness, the happiness set point theory. As we tread deeper into the science of happiness, we encounter a pivotal concept that has revolutionized our understanding of the subject, the happiness set point theory. This theory, intriguing yet complex, helps us unlock the fundamental dynamics of happiness. So what does this theory really tell us? Ma teoria zot yomeret? Well, imagine for a moment that your happiness is like a thermostat. This thermostat is set at a specific temperature, your personal happiness set point. Now, just as a thermostat responds to changes in room temperature by adjusting the heating or cooling levels to return to its set temperature, the happiness set point theory suggests that our happiness system strives to maintain a genetically determined baseline level. This means that when delightful or tragic life events happen, this changes our happiness level temporarily. Over time, we tend to revert back to a unique set point of happiness. זה ממש רעיון מטורף, מדהים, שבעצם אנחנו מושפעים מדברים חיצוניים, בין אם זה משהו מאוד טרגי, משהו מאוד משמח, אנחנו תמיד חוזרים לאיזה נקודה מסוימת של אושר שהוא טבעי לנו, and this is called the set point of happiness. Whether it's the excitement of a new job or the grief of losing a loved one, these significant life events can indeed create spikes or drops in our happiness levels. Still, according to this theory, our happiness level eventually stabilizes back to its natural set point. This theory might seem a bit deterministic or even disheartening at first glance. The might be smart, sad, might see. If our happiness is predetermined, does that mean we are passengers on a joyride or a despair journey with no real say in our happiness levels? As Lobidyuk, not quite. While the happiness set point theory suggests that genetics, genetica, and life circumstances play a substantial role in determining our happiness, they do not seal our happiness fate. In fact, renowned researchers in the field of positive psychology, such as Dr. Sonia Lyubomirsky, suggests that only about 50% of our happiness is determined by our genes, and around 10% is influenced by our life circumstances. So what about the remaining 40%? אמרנו ש-50% מהאושר שלנו תלוי בגנטיקה שלנו, ועוד 10% לדבר דברים שקוראים לנו בחיים. אז מה עם 40% הנותרים? Well, here comes the enlightening point. This significant portion of our happiness, per Dr. Lyubomirsky's research, is shaped by our voluntary activities and intentional actions we undertake. That means our habits, our mindset, and our day-to-day choices can mold this part of our happiness. Therefore, we have a significant amount of agency over happiness levels. יש לנו הרבה שליטה בעצם, אם אנחנו לרמת אושר שלנו. We might have a baseline happiness level that we return to after experiencing fluctuations caused by life events. Still, we also have the capacity to positively influence and even raise this baseline through intentional activities and mental strategies. We'll delve deeper into the strategies in the upcoming sections, בחלקים הבאים, but for now, remember this. We are not just spectators of our happiness. We are active participants with the ability to influence it significantly. So let's talk about the strategies to boost happiness. We've established that our happiness is not merely a byproduct of our genes or external circumstances, but is greatly shaped by our own actions, לפי המעשים שלנו, לפי הפעולות שלנו, and our attitudes. In this empowering revelation lies an inviting opportunity, הזדמנות מאוד מזמינה, the potential to boost our happiness. So let's roll up our sleeves and delve into the effective strategies backed by our research, על המון המון מחקר, that can help us elevate our happiness quotient, אנשים יכולים לעלות לנו את רמת העושר בחיים שלנו, וזה מחקרי. מספר אחד, practicing gratitude. Gratitude is much more than a mere thank you. זה הרבה יותר מלהגיד, אוי, תודה רבה, תודה רבה על מה שיש לי. It's a deep, deep, deep appreciation. זה עומק, להעריך ממש לעומק, for the positive aspects of our lives. The practice of gratitude can profoundly increase our well-being and life satisfaction. In fact, a study led by Dr. Robert Emmons found that participants who kept gratitude journal, where they wrote down things they were grateful for, reported higher levels of joy, optimism, and a greater sense of connection to others. Practicing, it's really simple. I mean, at the end of the day, you might just jot down three things for which you're grateful for. They don't have to be grand. אתם לא חייבים לרשום מכתב שלם, רק כמה דברים קטנים. The small things that bring you the greatest joy in your life on a daily level, זה יכול לתת לכם ממש לטיס את הרמת עושר שלכם בחיים. Number two, physical activity. This is really like a no-brainer, but I'm going to go through this. Exercise is often regarded as a physical health booster. Still, its effects go beyond muscles and cardiovascular health. It's also a powerful mood enhancer. Regular physical activity releases endorphins, משחרר דופמין במוח, our body's natural mood boosters, and promotes the production of serotonin, a neurotransmitter that contributes to feelings of well-being and happiness. You don't necessarily need to hit the gym for an intense workout. Even a brisk 30-minute walk or a short dance session in your living room can do wonders for your mood. Number three, social connections. As social creatures, our relationships play a pivotal role in our happiness levels. Strong and healthy relationships offer emotional support, foster a sense of belonging, and provide opportunities for shared positive experiences, all of which contribute to happiness. Harvard's famous 75-year-long study on adult development, יש להם מחקר שבעצם מראה את ההתפתחות של האדם, המחקר הזה של הרווארד הוא בין 75 שנים. It found that close relationships more than money or fame are what truly keep people happy throughout their lives. מערכת יחסים שהיא, זה מה שנותן לאנשים הכי הרבה עושר בחיים, יותר מכסף, יותר מלהיות מפורסם. בעצם הקשרים שיש לנו עם אנשים שהם חשובים בחיינו, זה מה שנותן לנו את העושר התמידי. So reach out to a friend, schedule a family dinner, or join a community group. Remember, it's the quality, not the quantity of our relationships that truly counts. Number four, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a full topic on its own. לא נכנס לזה היום לעומק, אני רק אגע בזה על פני השטח. In a fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and miss out on the present moment. Mindfulness is the practice of conscientiously focusing the mind on the present moment, acknowledging and accepting what you're sensing and feeling without judgment. Studies, including those by Dr. Richard Davidson, show that mindfulness can help reduce stress, improve focus, and boost emotional well-being. Mindfulness can be practiced through formal meditation or simply by focusing fully on any daily activity, like savoring a meal or taking a mindful walk. Each of these strategies holds the power to enhance our happiness and well-being. But remember, the path to happiness is not a one-size-fits-all. It's all about exploring, experimenting, and find out what works for you, what works best for you in your own unique happiness journey. Let's go to the next section. Now that we've discussed the various strategies to boost happiness, strategiות שונות כדי להעלות את האושר שלכם, it's essential to shift our focus towards a crucial and often underestimated aspect of happiness, resilience. Resilience, sometimes referred to as emotional elasticity, is the ability to recover from setbacks, adapt to change, and keep going in the face of adversity. Picture resilience as a sturdy ship navigating the turbulent seas of life. Storms may toss it around, but it remains upright and continues forward, even when battered by the fiercest waves. In the context of happiness, individuals who possess a high level of resilience aren't immune to life's hardships. הם לא חסינים לקושי של החיים. However, they possess the robustness and the agility to keep the vessel of happiness steady, even amidst life's most difficult moments. Resilient individuals have a knack of maintaining their happiness despite life's curveballs. They do not merely bounce back to their initial state of happiness after adversity. They often bounce forward, emerging stronger and happier than before. This is a phenomenon known in the realm of psychology as post-traumatic growth. צמיחה פוסט-טראומטית. Post-traumatic growth does not imply that traumatic experiences are desirable or that they don't inflict pain and suffering. Rather, it highlights the human capacity to derive wisdom, personal growth, and even a sense of reward of appreciation for life after traversing the harsh terrains of adversity. It's like a broken vase that's been repaired using the Japanese art of kintsugi. Where cracks are mended with gold or silver lacquer, the vase doesn't just return to original state, it transforms into something more unique and beautiful. תחפשו את זה בגוגל בעצם. How does this vase look? קוראים לזה kintsugi. K-I-N-T-S-U-G-I. זה משהו יפני, זה מאומנות יפנית, וזה נראה פשוט מדהים. ברגע שמדביקים את זה בחזרה, זה נראה הרבה יותר טוב ממה שהיה מקורי. So the vase doesn't just return to its original state, it transforms into something more unique and beautiful, with its cracks becoming a testament to its history and resilience. Similarly, resilience paves the way for individuals to turn their adversities into opportunities for self-growth and elevated happiness. Dr. Lucy Hone, a resilience expert, outlines three strategies that resilient people often use to sustain happiness during tough times. One, understand that suffering is a part of life. This does not mean passively accepting suffering, but recognizing that hardships are not unique to us. They are shared human experiences. Two, carefully choosing where to direct their attention. Resilient individuals tend to focus on things that they can change and accept the things they can't. Three, asking themselves, is what I'm doing helping me or harming me? This question can serve as a compass guiding individual actions to and thoughts that are beneficial to their well-being and steering them away from harmful ones. By nurturing resilience, we can equip ourselves with a powerful tool that not only safeguards our happiness in the face of adversity, but also empowers us to grow and flourish from our challenges. This growth in turn fuels our happiness, creating a positive feedback loop that underscores the interconnectedness of resilience and happiness. As we draw closer to the end of this podcast, unfortunately, it's crucial to emphasize one profound truth. Happiness is not a final destination, but rather an ongoing journey. The Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard, known for his piercing insights into the human condition, once said, "Happiness is the greatest hiding place for despair." Osher הוא המקום המסתור הגדול ביותר לייאוש. What did he mean by this? למה הוא מתכוון בדיוק? Well, when we vision happiness as a constant state, a utopian plateau of never-ending joy, we set ourselves up for disappointment. This obsession over perpetual happiness creates an ironic paradox, where our pursuit of ceaseless joy might inadvertently cultivate dissatisfaction and even despair. This is because, contrary to popular belief, happiness is not a static, one-dimensional state. It's a dynamic process, a vibrant tapestry woven from a myriad of emotions that ebb and flow. Let's unpack this a bit. Imagine for a moment that life is a symphony, Mosukha Symphonia. A symphony is not composed of only high, triumphant notes. It's a rich blend of highs and lows, crescendos and decrescendos, harmony and dissonance. It's this very blend that creates the profound beauty and depth of the music. Similarly, our lives and our happiness are composed of a variety of emotions, not just joy, sadness, anger, frustration, anxiety. These are not signs of a flawed or unhappy life. Rather, they are integral threads in the rich tapestry of a human experience. It's perfectly okay and indeed natural to experience these emotions. If you feel upset, angry, frustrated, anxious, these are all normal part of life. And doesn't say much about your natural happiness state. What truly shapes our well-being is not the absence of negative emotions, but our response to these emotions. It's about acknowledging our feelings without judgment, understanding that it's okay to have a bad day or a difficult moment, and knowing that these moments do not define our overall happiness. A significant aspect of this journey involves self-nurturing and self-compassion. Dr. Christy Neff, a leading researcher in self-compassion, suggests that being kind to ourselves, especially during tough times, significantly contributes to well-being and happiness. The journey of happiness also invites us to cultivate a growth mindset. Chashiva shel tzmicha tamid, a term coined by psychologist Carl Dweck, a growth mindset allows us to view challenges not as insurmountable roadblocks, but as opportunities for learning and growth, which contributes to a deeper and more resilient form of happiness. Obda shetem kvar mazinim lepodcast hazeh, kvar mareh alechem amon sheyesh lechem ta mindset, a growth mindset, a mindset shel hatzmicha, שזה הכי חשוב, אתם משקיעים בעצמכם בכל מיני כיוונים, במיוחד להזין לשפה. It always helps to push yourself forward on your language learning journey, and כמובן אנחנו תמיד כאן כדי לעזור. So remember, the pursuit of happiness is not a race to the finish line, but a never-ending journey filled with ups and downs, twists and turns. It's about embracing the full spectrum of a human experience and learning to dance in the rain while still looking forward to the sunshine. תלמדו לרקוד בגשם, אבל תמיד תצפו לשמש, ליום שמשי, the sunshine. In this dynamic dance, we find a unique rhythm of happiness. We learn to derive joy, not just from the highs, but also from the journey itself. So there you have it. That's all for the science of happiness. We've learned today that happiness isn't a constant state, but a dynamic one. זה לא משהו תמידי, זה משהו מאוד דינמי, שבה many factors, including our mindset and actions. But perhaps most importantly, we've learned that a significant portion of our happiness, בידיים שלנו, it's in our own hands. Remember, the path to happiness is personal and unique to each individual. Find what works best for you and embrace the journey. Thank you for joining me today on the Sefot Sheli podcast, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אנחנו נשמח כמובן תמיד לעזור. אם יש לכם שאלות, תרצו לרשום לנו, יש לכם קצת פידבק על הפודקאסט, תרצו לבאר על הקורסים שלנו באנגלית או בכל שפה, אנחנו עולים עוד 8 שפות, אז תרשמו לנו info@sefotsheli.co.il או במספר 053-550-1976. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and I gave you guys a few tools, not just to increase your vocabulary, listen to English, but also to bring a little bit of joy and happiness, osher l'chaim shelachem. Stay happy, stay strong, and I will see you guys again next week. Toda rabah shehazantem li. Ani Ariel, nitreh shavua ba. Bye-bye.